Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents 9 Years Among the Indians, 1870 to 1879, the story of the captivity and life of a Texan among the Indians, by Herman Lehman, narrated by John McLean. Introductory. Herman Lehman, with whom this book has to deal, was born of German parents, June 5th, 1859. He was captured by a band of Apache Indians when he was about 11 years old and lived with this tribe for 4 years. Later, he became involved in difficulties with members of the tribe and was forced to flee for his life. He went out into the wilderness, where alone, in the mountains, he remained for about a year, and later he went to the Comanches, into which tribe he was adopted, and he remained with them until he was finally restored to his people, being grown at the time of the restoration, and to all intents and purposes, a wild Indian. During his captivity, he had forgotten his mother's tongue, had abandoned the white man's ways, was a bloodthirsty, thieving savage, and when brought back to civilization, he had to be forcibly restrained to keep him from slipping away and going back to his tribe. In time, however, he became reconciled, re-civilized, and eventually made a good citizen. I have known Herman Lehman personally and intimately for 35 years. When he was brought back from his captivity, my father, the late John Warren Hunter, was living at Loyal Valley, the home of Lehman's mother, and I have heard him relate amusing incidents of Lehman's Indian ways and how the savage boy would scare the children of the village. My own mother used to tell me, if I was not good, that Indian would sure get me. For a long time he dressed in his Indian garb. He did not like the white man's clothing. He wanted to be alone, out in the woods. He kept aloof from everyone for a long time after his return. Finally, as the refining influences of a mother's undying love, the cheerful associations of a happy family circle, and the affectionate treatment by his brothers and sisters brought about a complete change in this wild character, and the wildness gave way to a kind and noble nature, and he became a white man again. But he never forgot his friends, the Indians. Years afterward, after he had married a splendid girl at Loyal Valley, he was granted a headright in the Indian Territory, through a special act of Congress, and he went there to live upon his claim, and among his tribe. Yes, his tribe, for he was still a Comanche in the eyes of his copper-colored brothers, and he still possesses all of the tribal rights and privileges, even unto this day. In giving the story of his life in this volume, I am giving it just as he gave it to me, without exaggeration, without boasting, and only in the hope that the listener will find it interesting and a true recital of facts. There are people living today who know all of the circumstances surrounding his capture and return. There are Texas Rangers who know of his participation in battles with the Rangers. There are Indians who went on the warpath with him and fought by his side in bloody conflict. Herman Lehman is an old man now. His long and eventful life is nearing its close. He feels the weight of years, but he can look back into the far and dim past without regrets over any overt act he may have, in the savage state, committed, because, as he says, he was taught by the Indians to steal and to kill. He believed it was right. After his restoration, he soon learned that it was wrong to do these things, and he has not done them. His conscience is clear, and he believes that a just God has pardoned him for whatever sins he may have committed in savagery when he knew no better. Some 30 years ago, Judge J.H. Jones of Mason published a book, Indianology, which dealt at great length with the captivity of Herman Lehman, and from this book I have obtained valuable material which is used in this volume. But most of the facts were related to me by the ex-captive, who at this date, May 28, 1927, is with me and telling me of his harrowing and hair-raising experiences. J. Marvin Hunter. Chapter 1. My Captivity. My father and